This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver is choosing its next mayor today. CPR's Paolo Scholzeta spoke to voters about what brought them out to the ballot box.
Chuck McCoy voted in person at a recreation center in one of Denver's outer neighborhoods. He noted that even though there were fewer names on the ballot compared to the April general election, when there were 17 names on the mayoral list, it was still hard to choose between Mike Johnston and Kelly Bruff.
Some of it was a gut feeling, you know, if you want to go by that. And then just, I think, probably how they phrased what they wanted to do. They both wanted to do very similar things, but I think that we chose a candidate that might be able to get it done.
Ballots are due from in-person voting or in a drop box by 7 p.m. tonight. In addition to the mayoral election, three seats on city council are also up for grabs. I'm Paolo Scholzeta, CPR News.
On her way to drop off her ballot, Catherine Dempsey said she was motivated by how mayoral candidates Mike Johnston and Kelly Bruff said they would address homelessness.
That was definitely something I was thinking about.
Stephanie Cross, born and raised near downtown, ended up abstaining from voting in the mayor's race. She felt neither Johnston nor Bruff represented her and her neighborhood's interests.
The trash, sidewalks, streets, potholes, snow shoveling, just basic services, you know, that we're struggling with right now.
Again, ballots are due in person or in a ballot box by 7 p.m. tonight. And we'll bring you live results live on air tonight, and come to Denverite.com for the latest election coverage. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.